Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Have you had this experience? Many times when you've opened the door of the refrigerator, you've glanced inside hoping to see a thick, juicy Kroger Tender Ray beefsteak. Sure, it's happened to you, for you'd like nothing better than to treat your family to fresh-tasting, tender, and juicy Kroger Tender Ray beef. But say, we hope that one of these days soon, you won't have reason to feel like Mother Hubbard each time you approach the refrigerator. Yes, there's a mighty good chance that in the near future, you'll be able to get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Right now, however, those famous steaks and roasts are scarce because top grades of grain-fattened cattle are difficult to obtain. And that's the reason for the scarcity. Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender Ray beef. And then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. Remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And remember, too, until Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Now, Hearts in Harmony. The almost impossible has happened. Penny's pleas for Freddie Lang have been successful. He's been found guilty as charged by the New York police. But through Penny's efforts, he was given a suspended sentence and allowed to return to Rossville with Professor Rogers, his uncle. It is the next day now, and in Rossville, Penny is telling Jed the good news.
Oh, Jed, it's almost too good to believe, isn't it?
To tell you frankly, Penny, it's something I don't want to believe.
Why don't you want to believe it?
Because I just don't want to, that's all. I thought you were getting rid of that boy.
You mean you hoped he'd go to jail?
No, of course not. Wouldn't even think of such a thing. But I was hoping he'd stay in New York, or Professor Rogers would send him somewhere else. Anything to keep him away from you.
And why should he be kept away from me?
He just isn't good for you, child, that's why. Why, he's not even any good to himself. He's bad, Penny, bad all the way through.
Is he?
You know he is. He lied to you about being guilty of all those things the New York police wanted him for, didn't he?
Well, yes, but I can see why he did.
And I can see why he did, too. He's the sort of fellow who doesn't know the meaning of truth. And people who aren't acquainted with truth aren't acquainted with the qualities that make for decency and all the other things it takes to get along in a society of human beings.
Oh, Jed, I love you very much and respect you as much as I love you. But you're so wrong sometimes.
Sure I am. I'm wrong a lot of times. But I'm not wrong about this Freddie Lang. Didn't the New York police prove that Freddie did all the things they accused him of?
Yes.
Didn't he finally have to admit he did them?
Yes, he did.
And then didn't the judge find him guilty and sentence him to a nice, healthy spell behind bars?
Yes, Jed, all those things are true. But the judge suspended sentence on Freddie, didn't he?
Sure he did. And why? Because two honest, decent, respectable, and respected citizens stood up for Freddie and promised that he'd behave himself from now on. It was the worst thing, child. You know why?
I most certainly don't.
Well, I most certainly do. He got out of this scrape pretty easily, didn't he? Wasn't any trouble at all. He robbed, destroyed property, and a few other things that honest people don't do. And he's virtually forgiven for everything just because he managed to meet you and be a nephew to Professor Rogers. He must be chuckling to himself right now.
Chuckling over what?
Over the fact that crime is easy, and getting out of paying for your crimes is even easier.
You mean to say that you think he'll start out now and...
Maybe launch a real man-sized life of crime, yes. That's exactly what I mean.
Well, I certainly don't agree with you. And I won't believe that Freddie's inherently dishonest. Nor will I believe that he'll take advantage of a friendship, nor do I think he's so stupid as to feel that he can even so much as steal an apple and get away with it again. Oh, Jed, no. I really think that Freddie's learned his lesson. I think it's about time we learned a lesson, too.
What lesson do we have to learn?
The lesson that because someone's gone off the beaten and accepted track at one time, that person will go off again. Oh, Jed, you've made mistakes, so have I, many of them, but we don't condemn each other for them, do we?
Our mistakes and crimes aren't things that can be compared.
Well, Freddie's crime was just a simple, honest mistake of a boy acting without thinking.
I won't believe it. I say the boy has the makings of a hardened criminal.
Well, of course he'll be a hardened criminal if he ever hears you talk like that.
Well, he's not going to hear me, because I'm not ever going to see him if I can help it.
Then I guess I shouldn't have brought him up to your office.
You brought that ruffian up here? Where is he?
In your outer office, waiting.
Waiting for what?
To see you.
To see... about what?
About a job.
A job? Why, I wouldn't recommend that
boy. I'm not asking you to recommend him to anyone. I'm asking you to give him a job yourself.
Give him a job? I don't have an office at the North Pole, and that's as near as I'd let that boy get to me in any business of mine.
But, Jed, he has to have a job.
Well, he won't get one here or anywhere in Rossville either. Nobody'll have him.
No one but you. You're going to give him a job.
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are, as a favor to me. But really, it's a service to Freddie. It's part of the terms of the suspension to Freddie's sentence. Oh, Jed, he has to go to work.
Well, then tell him to go somewhere else and go to work. Up at Wayne City or Ravensville.
But we'll be able to keep a better eye on him if he works right here. Look, you've never met him, have you?
No, and I don't want to.
Well, you see, all applicants for jobs, you told me so yourself. Now, Freddie Lang is applying for a job, so you'll have to see him.
Penny, I ought to take you over my...
Freddie.
Yeah, Gibbsy. I get to see the big boss now, huh?
Yep, Mr. Williams will see you right now.
Oh, that's good, Gibbsy. Thanks a lot. You know, you're a pretty dame was a pretty good string puller, too.
Freddie,
behave. Behave? What have I done that's wrong now?
Nothing, Freddie, nothing. Jed, this is Freddie Lang. Freddie, this is Mr. Billings.
Hi, Mac. Well, when do I start? What's the rake off? How few hours can I get away with? Can I start with 2 weeks vacation? And how soon are you going to cut me in on a piece of this here now business?
And how soon can you get out of that door and out on the street, Mr. Lang?
Right away, Mac. And thanks for the offer to job. But I think I'd rather stay in retirement this season. Come on, Gibbsy.
Freddie Lang, you stay right where you are.
Come on, will you, Gibbsy? This guy don't want me, and I don't want his job either.
I don't blame him if he doesn't want you now. But I do know that you want a job and need a job. First of all, stop being a fool and apologize to Jed. Secondly, ask him politely for the job.
Why waste a man's time, Gibbsy?
My daughter's name is Miss Gibbs, young man.
Yeah, I know that, Mac. But I call her Gibbsy. And you know why? That's because I like her, see? And when I like people, I got names for them that other people don't have. Come on, Gibbsy. Let's get going. We're just wasting this man's time.
Freddie, I'm so ashamed of you, I could cry.
What for, Gibbsy?
You know very well what for.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But come on, let's not talk about it here.
No, we'll talk about that job here.
Look, do you have to make me say it, Gibbsy? You think I don't feel low enough making you pave the way for me so I can get into a guy's office and ask him for a job? Do I have to stand here and listen to a guy give me a job when all the time I know he hates me and he thinks that I'm some low-cheap crook and maybe I'm going to steal his back teeth if he ever opens his mouth? Do you think I want everything I get to be a handout? I came up here because you asked me to come up here. You've done okay by me, and the least I can do is do what you asked me to do, whether I like it or not. Sure, I want a job here. I got to have a job somewheres. Mr. Billings, he looks like a pretty good, okay guy, but... well, at least he's okay enough for an old-count jerk like me. But look,
that's
Gibbsy...
That's enough, Freddie. I think you've explained yourself very thoroughly. Now, do me a favor, will you, whether you like it or not? Ask Jed for that job.
Do I gotta?
As a favor to me, if you will.
Well, okay, Gibbsy, but it won't do no good. Mr. Billings.
Yes, son?
I'm looking for a job. I gotta have a job, and I'll do anything for almost anything you can spare in the way of dough. You can put the light touch to the petty cash for my fare if that's all you can do. Be okay with me. You see, I need the job on account I was a dope and got into a jam with some cops, and if I don't get a job and show those cops that I'm on a level, I'm gonna be busting rocks for a living. I ain't got much of a rep for being an honest guy, but... well, I'd like to build one up. I'd sure appreciate it if you'd give me the job. And, well, I guess that's it.
You're quite sure that's all?
Yeah, that's all. And thanks very much for the waste of your time. I'll scram.
Yes, scram, son. But see me here in my office at 9 tomorrow morning and be prompt. People who work for me have to be on time. Grace. Oh, Grace, I'm home.
Oh, home so soon, Jack.
Well, not home any sooner tonight than usual. It's after 6.
Why, it is a sad, isn't it? Where does the time go?
Where do we go for dinner tonight? I'd like you not to know what time it is by how long the roast has been in the oven.
Well, we're eating at the Baldwin's tonight. Don't you remember, dear? That's why I lost track of the time. I wasn't cooking today. Just reading and enjoying not being a housewife for a change.
You know you love it.
Being a housewife or not being one?
Both. Say, but you sure are dressed up.
Thank you, dear. And I'd better be able to say the same thing about you in a half hour. We have to hurry.
Oh, I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Say, got some news for you.
News? Good. What is it?
I hired a new man for the office today.
Oh, you did? Who?
Freddie Lang.
Freddie Lang?
Yep.
That young scamp nephew of Professor Rogers?
He's young, all right.
And he's a thief, Jed. How can you hire a man like that?
Oh, why, very easily. Just hire him.
Jed Billings, you're not going to have that boy in your office. Why, that's the most stupid thing that I've
ever... I know what I'm doing, Grace.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, you know what you're going to do tomorrow, too, I hope.
Sure. Get the boy started on the job.
You are not. You're getting rid of him. Penny's forced to keep him in her home for a little while. I know that. And that's bad enough. But you don't have to give him a job. And you're not going to.
No? Well, I already have.
You've as good as fired him, too. Do you understand? Jed Billings, you do as I say.
And what if I don't?
Well, if you don't, you'll have trouble from him. But that isn't all. You'll have trouble from me, too.
So, there's going to be trouble in the Billings home because Jed has given Freddie a job. Is Penny going to be the cause of strife in her mother's life just because she wants to help a lost and wayward boy? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, soon your days of waiting for the return of fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef will be over. For it's expected that in the near future, famous Kroger Tenderay beef will be plentiful once more. But until that time, don't forget this. Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store has a grand selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and tempting country-tasting poultry. And all are priced for real economy. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.